live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a major row breaks out in Dáil-Éireann over the assault at a house repossession near Strokestown in Roscommon. There are exchanges between Donegal TD Piers Doherty and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, during which the Taoiseach says it didn't take long for your balaclava to slip. The Garda Commissioner has defended his members' presence at home evictions. Drew Harris told a meeting that his members would always step in if violence occurs. The British Cabinet is believed to have discussed plans to ramp up preparations for a no-deal Brexit. The Minister, Simon Coveney, is due to brief TDs on Thursday, and the INMO votes in favour of strike action. All of the rest of today's news as well, and at 5:15 we'll have the sports news this evening. That's with Kenny Harkin. Good evening. A major row broke out in the Dáil this afternoon over the assault at a house repossession near Strokestown in County Roscommon at the weekend. It involved Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. During the raid on the repossessed property, 8 security men were injured, at least 6 vehicles were burnt out, and a dog was killed. When Deputy Doherty hit out at the government after a video showed the security men forcibly removing a family from the property last week. However, in his response, the Taoiseach commented that it didn't take long for Deputy Doherty's balaclava to slip. Not true. An immediate response.
Because your government has completely abandoned these communities. You have rolled out the red carpet for the vulture funds. You're allowing thousands of sales of restructured performing mortgages to take place to the vultures outside of the code of conduct. Will you ensure that this is the last time that unauthorised, unregulated bank henchmen will be entering property and behaving in the type of despicable way that we've seen in Roscommon last Tuesday?
Taoiseach, 1 minute.
And you have said nothing about the thugs who climbed on the back of a
cattle
truck, 20 of them, broke into property, injured 3 people, killed a dog.
If this continues, I will have no choice.
When it comes to Sinn Féin and the rule of law,
Taoiseach,
and public order,
Deputy
and condemning violence, it doesn't take very long for your balaclava to slip.
Deputy Brendan Howland. Deputy Doherty. What is the remark?
I would suggest that you both
read the blacks when they're available, and maybe we could revisit it.
And that was a flavour of what happened in the Dáil this afternoon. A longer version of those exchanges available on our website, highlandradio.com. That was, of course, Donegal Deputy Pat de Cope Gallagher, the last Clan Corla, in the chair. Well, the Garda Commissioner has defended his members' presence at home evictions. One of the points made in the Dáil this afternoon by Deputy Piers Doherty was that he claimed Gardaí stood by while incidents were taking place.
This idea that banks and forces, these thugs, and I call them thugs, can enter into somebody's property, can cut down locks, can break down doors, can take somebody out by their ears, can kick somebody on the ground and push them out of their own home and property while the guards watch on is not acceptable.
Well, responding, Commissioner Drew Harris said his members would always step in the event of violence occurring.
No, these matters are carefully planned, and there's no way that any of my personnel would stand aside and watch a violent encounter. They would intervene. We are there to prevent a breach of the peace. We are there to prevent crime. There's no way that they would stand aside and watch some sort of violent encounter unfold before them. They're there specifically to prevent that.
The British Cabinet is believed to have discussed plans to ramp up preparations for a no-deal Brexit. Members met for more than 2 hours this morning. It follows Prime Minister Theresa May's failure to convince MPs to back her EU withdrawal programme. When speaking earlier today to journalists, the Leader of the House of Commons, Andrea Leadsom, admitted a no-deal exit from the EU is now a very real prospect.
We're certainly not intending to have a no-deal Brexit, but Parliament does need to vote for a deal. Otherwise, the legal default position is we will head for no-deal in March 2019.
Well, here Fianna Fáil is calling on the Taoiseach and the Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney to immediately update the Dáil on preparations for a no-deal Brexit. The government is due to publish an updated plan for the worst-case scenario on Thursday. Fianna Fáil's Brexit spokesperson Lisa Chambers says there is a serious lack of clarity.
I have met with the Taoiseach on a one-on-one basis on several occasions to ask for these details. I have asked the questions in the House. I have submitted parliamentary questions. I attend the Brexit Stakeholder Forum meeting, which I'm attending on Thursday. I'm still none the wiser. After all of those fora, those opportunities for questions, I'm still none the wiser as to what exactly the planning, what exactly the government has done in terms of planning.
Letterkenny University Hospital was, for the second day in a row, the second most overcrowded hospital in the country this morning. 40 people awaiting admission today. That's up from yesterday when the number was 32. 17 of those were on trolleys in the emergency department, while a further 23 were waiting on wards. The hospital is surpassed by University Hospital Limerick. 56 people waiting there today nationally, a total of 465. Well, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation today confirmed that it will be embarking on industrial action. As of next month, hospital patients could face a series of 24-hour strikes. 95% of the INMO's membership backed work stoppages in a ballot over pay and staff shortages, a day after the PNA, Psychiatric Nurses Association, reached a similar result in its ballot. The action would involve nurses providing only emergency and life-saving care. Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue says granting the pay rises nurses want would cost in the region of €300 million. But the INMO's General Secretary Phil Nihay is disputing that figure.
Well, first and foremost, that's the pricing government have put on pay parity and also safe levels of care. We believe it's exaggerated. We believe that there are massive savings. We know this because the government itself and the Department of Health commissioned a study which showed that you save a lot of money when you staff wards correctly.
The government has confirmed a new four-year high-level plan for policing. The strategy contains all 157 recommendations from the Commission on the Future of Policing in Ireland. Some non-core duties will be taken from Gardaí to ensure that members are free for essential duties. The Garda Commissioner will act as CEO of the organisation, and a new independent oversight body will replace both the Policing Authority and the Garda Síochána Inspectorate. A strategic threat analysis centre is being set up for intelligence, along with a national security coordinator. Work is also beginning to introduce body cameras for Gardaí. Well, Gardaí and Donegal believe motorists with dashcam footage could be able to assist with their investigations into an arson attack in Kilmacrenan at the weekend. Inquiries are continuing into what Gardaí say was a serious incident of criminal damage at a new built house in the early hours of Sunday. Four fire brigade units attended the scene. The house was substantially damaged in the blaze. Construction on the building was almost complete. Superintendent David Kelly has been appealing for information.
From say even midnight until about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, in the Ballykeeran area of Kilmacrenan, has seen anything suspicious. For example, maybe people where they shouldn't be, people maybe going across lands that maybe they shouldn't be, if there's any vehicles parked up, cars or vans, maybe suspiciously, or any activity that they wouldn't consider normal or unusual. I'd ask them to come forward and contact the guards, and also please maybe if they have any CCTV footage or if there's any maybe taxi men or other people driving on the roads that have dash cams, I'd ask them to contact us here at Milford Garda Station on 915-3060, or indeed some people may be kind of hesitant to come forward. The Garda confidential number was there to assist, and that's 1-800-666-111, please. The house was a sealed house, and there were, if you like, the roof and tiles were all in place. It was sealed from the elements. You know, it's a very advanced stage of building when it occurred, you know. No, I think it was very fair to say that this was, the arson was on purpose and the people went there for that purpose. It's very difficult for the family. In my view, it's very difficult for the local community. Like, this has happened just before Christmas. A young family getting ready to, you know, like, move into the new home in the new year, to start their life out in a new location, and this happens. I have to say, like, it's a very cowardly act done in the dead of night.
And that was Inspector David Kelly speaking there on the 9 till noon show earlier today. Donegal County Council is being urged to address what's been described as a serious accident black spot in the north of the county. It's understood there have been 19 crashes on the stretch in Inishowen at Bridget Len, just outside Moville, in the past 12 months. Local councillor Martin McDermott is asking the council to take action to address what he says is a very dangerous corner. If they don't act, he says, there could be a serious incident.
To date this year, there's been 19 accidents on that corner. Some of them minor, some of them quite serious, and you know it's only a matter of time before there is a very serious accident on that corner, and you know it's too late then to be looking to get something done. That corner has been a problem for quite some time, but I feel that the council now really needs to make sure that the road design or themselves take on this early 2019 and do something with this corner.
I'm sure that the work itself wouldn't cost that much in the grand scale of things.
No, I mean, how do you put a cost on when there's 19 accidents? The next thing, when you have a fatal accident, you can't put a cost on that. So I don't think cost should come into it. I think this should be about safety. It should be about the safety of the drivers, and the council seriously have to take into consideration those types of places. We have a number of them out there. The Breda Glen's one, the Redcastle Village is another. So there's a number of them out there that needs to be dealt with. But I mean, the statistics there stand for themselves. 19 accidents at a corner in a year. It's only a matter of time before one of them is fatal, and it's only a matter of time before, you know, if we're sitting here and asking why have we not done something with this corner. So I'll be urging the council to urgently at the start of 2019 to either take away the corner, do something with the corner, get road design involved in it, but to certainly make that corner safer, because with the number of accidents there seriously is a problem there.
Councillor Martin McDermott there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Meanwhile, Gardaí and the PSNI have launched their Christmas road safety campaign in the northwest. The Donegal Road Safety Working Group also participating in that project, urging people never to drink or drug drive over the Christmas period. Donegal's road safety officer is Brian O'Donnell.
We know it's a time for celebration and enjoying family and friends, but we just appeal to everybody that there's no risk worth taking to actually step in a car after taking a drink or drugs to put your life and the lives of others at risk on our roads. People are travelling, trying to get from A to B as easily as possible, and if they meet a drunk driver or a drug driver, it's just not worth the risk, and please don't do it.
Now, we also know that Gardaí are definitely upping their game over the festive season. More detections and checkpoints are going to take place over the Christmas period.
That's right. That's the message that's been put out there, and we're being told that every day of the week, that the guards will be enforcing the road traffic legislation. And the limits obviously have remained the same, but the penalty has changed, that if you are detected with the minimum drink driving in your system, that you will lose your licence for 3 months. It's not worth it. And putting the lives of other people at risk is definitely not worth it.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get them the gift they really want this Christmas with a gift card available in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. And we'll start with soccer. And there's a lengthy list of contenders with the Boogies to replace Jose Mourinho as Manchester United manager. Michael Carrick has been placed in charge at Old Trafford provisionally until the end of the season. But former United players like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Laurent Blanc have both been mentioned as potential appointments. Current Spurs manager Mauricio Pochettino, he's distanced himself from talk, linking him with the job. Sunday's 3-1 defeat at Liverpool was Mourinho's final game in charge and leaves them 11 points adrift of the Champions League places. On the pitch, Manchester City could play Sergio Aguero and Kevin De Bruyne in tonight's EFL Cup quarter-final away to Leicester. Both are working their way back to match fitness after spells out injured. Meanwhile, the other quarter-final sees League One Burton Albion make the trip to Middlesbrough. In the Scottish Premier League tonight, there's one game, fourth place Aberdeen. They play Dundee. Meanwhile, a Spurs supporter has been fined and banned from football. That's after throwing a banana skin on the pitch in a targeted gesture that had a racial element. The incident occurred during the North London derby, and Avraf Pantele has admitted throwing the item in the direction of Arsenal striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He's been handed a 4-year football banning order and fined £500. Back at home, Fin Harps Press Officer Declan Kerr has been nominated for the SSE Electricity League Press Officer of the Year. Kerr is nominated alongside Dundalk's Darren Colley and also Frank Young of Shelburne. The announcement will be made tomorrow night by the SWAI. Well, a Fin Harps public information briefing for the Balbuffet area will take place tonight in the Villa Rose Hotel at 8 o'clock. In attendance will be Fin Harps manager Ollie Horgan and members of the board of directors. Members of the public and the business community are invited to come along to Villa Rose, where an update will be given on the club's plans for the 2019 season at senior and underage level. And just a note as well that the 2019 League of Ireland fixtures, they'll be released tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see who the first game of the season is for both Fin Harps and Derry City. In some other news, tributes are being paid today to Downing stalwart Paddy McBride, who passed away last night. Paddy was a pillar of the Downings and Donegal GA communities for his roles as a coach at both club and county, to being one of the top referees here in Donegal. As well as being a big name in the GA, Paddy ran 17 marathons after taking it up in later years. He also played for Fannett United in the mid-1980s. I had the pleasure of playing with Paddy, and he was a real gentleman. So Paddy Fenny McBride, may he rest in peace. In other Gaelic Games news, Loretto Community School Milford have defended their Danske Bank Arthurs Cup title at under 16 level. They overcame St Joseph's Grammar School Donaghmore in the final today at Owen Beg on a scoreline of 11 points to 8. Moving on to rugby, and two Cas players have been cited following Saturday's contentious Heineken Champions Cup meeting with Munster. The scrum half Rory Knockout is alleged to have made contact with the eye of Munster flanker Chris Cloetti, while hooker Marc-Antoine Raleigh has been charged with making a dangerous tackle on Peter O'Mahony. Both players will face hearings in Paris tomorrow. Former Irish head coach Eddie O'Sullivan says the incidents came as a result of a poor refereeing appointment in Wayne Barnes.
He does not manage games that are fraught and bubbling over. He's a very good referee when everything's going smoothly. Mm. And he struggles with a game that's bubbling over and right on the edge. And he was out of his comfort zone. And he was probably a bad appointment. Whoever appointed him should have known him that he would struggle in that environment.
In darts, Derry's world number 5, Daryl Gurney, is the big name in action later at the William Hill World Darts Championships. Super Chin, who just won the recent Players' Championship finals, plays his opening game against England's Ross Smith at Alexander Palace in London. Before that, Ireland's Steve Lennon looks to get through his opening game with Australian qualifier James Bailey. Last night saw 5-time world champion Raymond van Barneveld slump out of the tournament with a deciding set defeat to a Lithuanian darts thrower. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Irish women's cricket players will be paid for the first time. They've announced they will offer professional contracts to women in the coming weeks. The programme will start with a small number of part-time contracts, but there are plans to build on that over the coming years. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. Education Minister Joe McHugh has today launched the fourth school's wellbeing and life skills survey. The survey, conducted every 3 years, provides data on a number of important life skills related issues within primary and post-primary schools. It has been renamed this year to reflect the increased focus on student wellbeing. With more detail, here's Catherine Gaffney.
The survey includes questions on physical activity, healthy eating, aspects of social, personal and health education, and relationships and sexuality education, as well as anti-bullying and substance use. The data from schools on these topics will help the department support schools as they embark on the development of a wellbeing promotion process. In launching the survey, Minister McHugh encouraged all primary and post-primary principals to complete the survey, saying it provides valuable evidence about the very important work that schools are doing in a range of areas to promote students' overall well-being. The 2018 survey also includes questions on the links between primary schools and early year settings, schools' engagement with education for sustainable development, and their links with local enterprise. The survey is completed online by the school principal. All schools will receive an email advising them how to access the survey. The deadline for completion is Thursday, the 31st of January.
And Inland Fisheries Ireland has launched its sponsorship programme for 2019. Applications are being invited from suitable angling events and initiatives in Donegal. 62 events and 10 teams representing Ireland in overseas events were funded earlier this year to the combined value of €30,000. The scheme remains open for applications until January 18th. Suzanne Campion is a spokesperson for Inland Fisheries Ireland.
I suppose the main thing to be remembered about angling is that it's in the most rural and peripheral areas of Ireland, and when anglers come, they stay longer and spend more than the general tourist. So by, I suppose, helping local clubs and communities to support angling and get people fishing in competitions or just in local events, we can help the rural economies, and also we hope conservation, because we know that anglers are the eyes and ears and that they keep a good eye on the rivers, the water quality and the fish stocks.
And as you mentioned, there really is something in this sponsorship programme for everyone, from the experienced angler to someone who might be just starting out.
Absolutely. We do large-scale international competitions which showcase Ireland's angling and are the big ones that bring in, say, visitors to the area. But we also try to do the novice angler events and training courses, while, as well as that, what we find is really important is kind of information dissemination, where people can learn about conservation and protection, promotion of angling, and, you know, I suppose overall get people in their local areas aware of the fabulous resource that's there.
Looking at the weather forecast, scattered showers with clear spells tonight, showers becoming heavy and frequent later, south to southwest winds becoming fresher strong, lowest temperatures overnight 4 to 5, tomorrow cool and blustery with sunny spells and scattered rain and hail showers, prolonged at times with some heavy thundery bursts likely, top temperatures around 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in fresh and gusty south to southwest winds. That's Highland Radio News. We're going to take a closing look at the headlines. And there was a massive row in the Dáil this afternoon involving Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. The two clashed over the raid on a repossessed house in County Roscommon at the weekend. Responding to Deputy Doherty, the Taoiseach commented it didn't take long for his balaclava to slip, a comment Deputy Doherty described as disgraceful. Meanwhile, the Garda Commissioner has defended his members' presence at home evictions, saying there is no question of his members not stepping in the event of violence occurring. Fianna Fáil is calling on the Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney to immediately update the Dáil on preparations for a no-deal Brexit. It's after the Leader of the House of Commons admitted that a no-deal exit from the EU is now a very real prospect. Next bulletin at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 18th of December. The tragic death has taken place of Mervyn Orr, 3 Mill Park, Carrigans. His remains will repose at his residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, for service at Clay Parish Church at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Air Ambulance Northern Ireland, care of Gibson Funeral Directors Convoy. The death has taken place of Hugh McCaffrey, Tully Donnell Convoy. His remains will repose at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 20 to 10. For 10 o'clock, funeral mass in St Mary's Church Convoy. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the new cemetery. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Barnesview Ward, St Joseph's Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director, or any family member. The death has taken place of James E. Doherty, Keelogs, Church Hill. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Glendone, at 12 noon on Thursday, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLaverty, funeral director. The death has taken place of Sadie McLaughlin, Letharden, Rathmullen. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. Burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Odyssey Donal Patients Comfort Fund, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of Paddy Fenny McBride, Largan Rea, Downings. His remains are en route to his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterward in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only pleased donations in lieu if desired to St Luke's Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Susan Coyle, née Carlin, Cashel 3rd, Carrigans. Her remains are reposing at her son Seamus's residence at Cashel 3rd, Carrigans. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to St Bathan's Church, St Johnson, for 11 o'clock funeral mass with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Mary Jane, May Long, née Freen, Mullinboy, Castle Fim. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow at 12:30 for service in Alt Presbyterian Church at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Alt Presbyterian Church and Lifford Hospital, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred at his home of John Chambers, Dunwiley, Stranorder. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, with interment afterwards in Stranorder Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Charlie Morning, Cheerleiden, Glenvar. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Odyssey Donal Nursing Home, care of Dunleavy Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Brendan McDermott, Ballymacarthur, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family Flowers Only, please, if desired, donations in lieu of flowers and mass cards to the Irish Cancer Society and the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Director, or any family member. And the death has taken place of Robbie Hamilton, Mullanty Boyle, Glenties. His remains are reposing at the Long family residence. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Glenties Church of Ireland, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, tomorrow morning. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Glenties Parish Church, care of any family member.